2021 at Universal Studios at Universal Orlando Resort.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Smart Clock Podcast is back once again. It doesn't bother me. I'm sure it bothers a lot of the 15-year-old marks on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
34 Boulevard Road. I don't know where I am. I'm so lost and afraid and alone. You can see Vince's greasy little fingerprints all over this segment.
This has turned into nothing more than a handicap match!
I don't respect you, Dexter, and I intend to beat you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to part one of Week in the Universe, where we discuss Raw. I am your host, Amir Zanetti, and joining me, as ever, is Week in the Universe's premier host, Steve Neal.
I think it is time for us to unleash the beast upon the red brand of Raw this week. Maybe you're feeling a little bit broken.
Right, that's it. I've had enough. Unleash the beast.
This is my yard now.
Bring back Nickelback. That's the fan it's got. I am tired of it.
Generic Nerdy's Grunt Song. Generic Nerdy's Grunt Song.
Fuck off.
Do you want to be a rock star?
Even their music is shit. Like, generic music guitar. Generic guitar. Generic. Fuck off. Fuck.
Angry 15-year-old in his mum's basement makes Raw theme.
Shine Down were good 10 years ago. That's when I actually went to see them live. And Vince is like, oh, shuckers love Shine Down, yeah? I love Nickelback and Shine Down. Linkin Park's really in. What's that? He's dead? I don't give a shit. Put him out there anyway. I don't give a fuck if he's dead or not.
Literally, he's watching stuff on, like, vintage TV. And when he comes on, he's like, wow.
Someone's given him a tape, like a VHS of like VH1's top 25 classics from 2001. He's like, oh, that Limp Bizkit's really good. Get them back in here. I love Fred Durst. Recorded. What's that, Eddie? I don't give a shit.
Someone's recorded like the charts from 2002 on a cassette on their fucking radio old school. And they're just giving it to him as a mixtape. And he's like, oh my God, I want every Raw wrestler's theme tune to be this. Fucking shit.
Anyway. This might be the longest introduction to Raw ever, and I'm not editing any of it. Fuck off. Right. Raw this week. Some shit happened, and nobody gave a flying fuck. Raw was toss. It really was. What was your highlight of Raw, mate? Fuck it. We'll find out if you had any highlights.
Highlight is a strong word. I think there were talking points. I guess the fact that we're now fully hurtling towards some form of broken or woken Matt Hardy, depending on how much of the gimmick they've managed to secure. So there's that after a match with Bray Wyatt. It's been so long, I don't know if I care. And I don't trust WWE to do it well. And I think that's a really big problem if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, TNA will do this better than WWE. That's a fucking issue. That's a prime issue. Other than that, Braun did a bit of fighting with Kane. Jason Jordan's whining about his knee still. Don't really care about that. It's not giving him any heel heat or sympathy, so that's pointless. Paige in that, still doing some heel shit. Beat up Sasha. Didn't beat up Asuka because they were too scared. Dana Brooke couldn't be with her sick mum so that she could lose in about 3 seconds to Asuka. That was shit as well.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there was nothing that you can sit there and say, this was great. Roman Reigns opening the show rather than Stephanie McMahon was nice. That was,
yeah, thank God,
refreshing at least. And his match with Elias was okay. But, you know, All right. I'll tell you what my highlight was. Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe tapping out Roman Reigns, knocking him out at the top of the ramp. That was actually a really good moment. But his stuff with Titus O'Neil and Apollo Crews can suck a dick. But the stuff with Roman Reigns, that, yeah, that was cool.
Where was the Shield as well? Like the volunteer. Can I just say as well? Like, we got some exclusive footage of the Shield beating up the Miz. Like, oh yeah, see what happens when you run your mouth? Then we gang up on you like heels and beat the shit out of you. Yeah, all three of us, because we're rock hard by beating up the one guy. Wait a minute. So this hilarious justification. Oh, well, the Miztourage would have been that. It's Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, not the Miztourage. You've established that Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are comedically weak. You don't come. I don't watch that and think, yeah, fucking Shield. That's how it's done. Justice. Yeah, justice by beating up the guy that was whining too much. Yeah, he said too much, so we fucking decked him. Gang assaults, because that's what fucking men do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to my local club. I'm going to drink some whiskey, get all my boys together, and we're going to beat up some helpless guy on the street. Fuck yeah, because that's justice, motherfucker. Fuck off. So, yeah, no, plus these the little things cool. make. Yeah, the Miz is too awesome anyway. And it's like, the Miz is like, do you know what? I'm going to make more money filming, if that's all right, and then have a kid. See you later.
Then come back. And ironically,
all of you literally gone 1 week and Raw is shit. It's amazing. Yeah. The Miz is like, see you later. Like, facts. Phone call the next week. Get your ass back here. We're losing all our fans. Like, nope. Just absolute dross. So yeah, the highlight for me was Samoa Joe. Just even his entrance when he came out, he even got a great match out of Titus O'Neil. Like, they were like, someone said, do you know what, Titus, you're about 6'8". Yeah, why not actually hit someone? Because that looked cool. And all of a sudden we were like, oh, that Titus O'Neil guy can actually wrestle. I forgot about that. Joe gets a good match out of him. He even makes decking Apollo Crews look interesting. And then he comes down and absolutely violates Roman Reigns. And if this does not end with Samoa Joe going over Roman Reigns, I will literally take off my three-week-old underwear, which I've refused to wash, and I will ram it through Vince McMahon's nostrils and floss his fucking sinuses. Because I'm not having Samoa Joe. It's going to be Roman Reigns over Samoa Joe, and when I'm done with him, get my brother in here. He's popping over the indies. I'm going to rip him too. Fucking just literally going down the line. So he's going to walk in. Right, I've called you on here for this meeting. Which of you has wrestled for the following? TNA, GFW, NJPW, Ring of Honor. That's right, you. Right, that's it. You're all lining up at Samoa Joe first. And you're all going to line up in a formally fashion. And each one of you is going to jump to Roman Reigns. Wow. Roman Reigns is just standing there like the proverbial fucking gangbang porn artist with his wrestling cock out, just stroking himself, awaiting the next victim. Fuck
it's
off.
Just a massive bukkake party. Roman's going to rain all over your face, Samoa Joe.
It's literally reverse bukkake. Reigns gets to bukkake all the roster. Fucking shameful. Any other highlights or hilarity? Would you like to attack WWE a little bit more over the absolutely shocking fucking Dana Brooke angle?
I mean, it's just heartless Vince McMahon. Vince, my mum's not well. Can I text him? No, what's wrong with her? Oh, she's in surgery. Oh, she's in, just coming out of surgery. It'd be good if I could, you know, be there when she wakes up either. At the bedside, or, you know, bedside, you say. Hmm. Do you know where you're going to be? You're going to be in bed with me if you don't fight Asuka, you fuck. It's literally like he's just sitting there rubbing his haunches, Roman still stroking himself in the corner, and Asuka licking her lips. And it's just, if they're going to have a match, absolutely fine. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago, I don't want to see Asuka beating jobbers anymore. At least have her come in and beat Dana Brooke, someone that we recognise. It'd be better for Asuka to do that. At least it'll be a little bit more legitimate. I stand by that statement. If they actually have a match, this gets no one over. It doesn't make me care about Asuka anymore. It certainly doesn't make me think, oh my God, how impressive she is. And it does. It just kills Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke now, especially with the return of Paige, the promotions from NXT. If I'm Dana Brooke and I know I'm going absolutely nowhere on this roster, and that has been made very fucking clear to me by this shocking booking, I would be taking the Emma route and fucking straight off onto the indies, where she could build herself up and have a good career, get some good merch in, and when she's made a decent star of herself, WWE will come knocking on her door again. Because she's going to go nowhere under Vince. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that she should be rocketing through the roster or anything like that. She's got a great look. She's physical. She's athletic. There's potential there. I don't think she's brilliant on the mic, and she's a little bit iffy in the ring. Not that she gets too much fucking practice in there, because she barely ever gets a match. I just don't see the point of her hanging around. And this, it was just fucking shit. What, they could have had a 5-minute match where at least Dana Brooke can get some shit in and look reasonably good. And instead, they just have a fucking tap out after about 3 seconds. It was awful. And then the thing of Absolution, or whatever they're calling themselves, Paige's faction, who have earlier destroyed Sasha Banks, taken out Mickey James, taken out Bailey backstage. Or so we're led to believe by the fact that Mickey James is sitting on a crate rubbing her shin. Rubbing your shin?
It hurts. What don't did they touch do? It.
Dude Love's sweet shin music has been cracked out by Paige. Why is this happening? So then they surround the ring with Asuka in it, and Asuka's so impressive and terrifying that even though they're in the Shield sort of 3-on-1 scenario surrounding the ring, they allow Asuka to walk away without attempting to do anything because they're so shit scared. All I thought to that was, did you honestly bring Paige back and promote these two like wrestlers from NXT just to put Asuka over? Because that seems pretty fucking pointless to me. Why didn't they go in, batter Asuka? She's still undefeated. It's not a match. They're not pinning her or tapping her out. They're just going to beat her up in a 3-on-1 scenario, which does not make Asuka look weak, makes them look better heels, and carry on building this faction. You've already cut the legs off the faction because they're too scared to face Asuka 3-on-1. That's shit. That's boring. And they're heels as well. They need to be vicious. They need to be aggressive. You know, Asuka's the face. She's the one who should be, oh, you know, I'm going to be courageous and I'll go down fighting, but ultimately I'll go down. And then at some point, there's going to be revenge. It's just fucking nothing. It was pointless. It was utterly pointless. Dana Brooke set up a pointless segment to keep her away from her mum's sickbed. That, if that doesn't sum up Vincent Kennedy McMahon, I really don't know what does. Fucking awful.
Yeah, the K really does stand for a phonetically unpleasing cunt. I am very, very disappointed in this entire show. To be honest, I don't really want to add anything else. Should we just read out what our brave, brave listeners had to say from their beautiful interactions on the Twitter?
Yes.
Let's get to this shite so I can go down to Costa and get a coffee, because that is far more aesthetically pleasing than watching more of this. All right, let's start with our good brother, heel Nick Payne, who actually got his stuff in very quickly. I'm quite impressed.
Jesus
Page is, I know, right? He never gets any stuff in, so it's good to hear from you. At heel Nick Payne, if you want to give him a follow. Page is running the show. Man, she's back. Hope she gets the title soon. I do not... I wouldn't dislike a Paige title run, but right now, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't think there's any credibility to her winning the title. I'm yet to see if she can still wrestle at a high level. And also, when she left, or when she sort of had a hiatus, should I say, right before that period, she looked totally disinterested and was having absolute garbage matches. The funny thing is, people have been clamoring, haven't they? We want Paige. Mm. We want Paige. Well, she was fucking, no offense, I love Paige. I adore her. I think she's beautiful. I think she's an amazing wrestler when she wants to. But the reality is, she was dog shit for those last 6 months before she left. Personal difficulties or not, you're still a professional wrestler. You are still supposed to be professional as a wrestler. And she had very much the Del Rio syndrome of, I'm just going to sandbag people. So, no, I'm not that interested. Broken Matt, finally.
Yeah, Broken Matt.
We'll see how that goes. Elias Field, Miz's boots, absolutely fine. He's just awesome. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not, on every sense. Elias does not fill anybody's boots, never mind Miz's boots. Now,
I like Elias, but no,
yeah,
he doesn't
fill
the Miz's boots. I understand what he's saying, but it was decent. His stuff with the Miztourage, it was an entertaining enough segment. It was okay. There was nothing wrong with it. It was pretty funny. We've kind of seen it hinted at, I think, on some house shows and stuff, especially when they're on the UK tour. I know there was some interaction. It's fine. It's all right, but... I don't know. He's not in kind of he's not in the Miz category. I don't think they're going to build the show and put it on his shoulders because everyone else is fucking shit. Mm. That's not going to happen. I like him though. Yeah, he's all right.
Axel needs to wear that neck brace forever. I totally agree with that. And we need to go full Bob 100%. Orton with that. Yeah. Mr. Raj and Elias was so awesome. Love how they have latched onto Elias. Hope it lasts. Elias is so fucking good. We want Roman chance. Yeah, he actually did. That's bloody impressive.
Yeah.
And I actually thought the singer segment was fantastic. The fake harmonica playing stuff was brilliant. Really funny stuff. Joe attacking Roman was like a pit bull attacking a rabbit, just savage. Joe laughing and grunting as he chokes the life out of him, do more than any promo. Joe can do everything. He's fucking incredible. And like I said last week, he needs to be built as the next Brock Lesnar, but unfortunately, we all know who's going over. speaking of over, Asuka beating Dana has to be a record. That was ridiculously cool, man. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Shit.
No, it wasn't. Shut your mouth. I love you, Nick Payne, but me and you seem to be arguing a lot lately. The thing is, right, Nick Payne loves all wrestling. I admire you for that. I really do, because sometimes I struggle to watch this shitty product, and you love it, and good for you for loving it, but you're wrong. End of story.
No, I do respect. I know it's subjective and stuff, but I do not understand. I didn't come away from that, and fair enough if you did, although fuck you, but I didn't understand. It didn't make me think, oh my God, Asuka's amazing. It just made me think, why? That was like my first thought as I was watching it. Yeah. Why? Why was that put on my screen? Why did I have to watch this? They even did a Ending Dana Brooke promo, didn't they? In the little, like, on the bottom of the screen. Oh, I'm going to come down. She's not even Australian, but I'm going to pretend that she is. I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to...
Dana fucking Brooke.
Fuck it, she's Emma now.
Shrimp on that. That's Vince McMahon. You look Australian. You sound Australian. I'm actually English. Oh, you're Australian now. Get out there, you bushwhacker. Otherwise, I'll whack your...
Literally assassinate it. She was sitting there. I'm just going to come straight for her, straight from the first bell. I don't know what accent that was. It was like an aroused Queen Elizabeth.
That was incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, she's, accents with Steve Neal.
So I just don't understand why. Just why was my first thought. I was fucking shit. Carry on.
No, I completely agree with you, mate. Ending was strange. Why Balor? Why is Jason Jordan acting with the knee? Did Braun say Balor? Or just coincidentally turned up at that time, but it was carnage, and I hope Kane gets his voice box back. LOL. That's you've redeemed everything with that wonderful suggestion. Nice. I would very much like to see Kane come back with that. He also wrote at the end, no Triple H. You mentioned Triple H again, and I will literally beat you to death. I've had enough of this.
That is redeemed.
I'll play a game with you, boy. I will play the game of how many times can I kick Nick Payne in the teeth?
You want to play 7 minutes in heaven with him, don't you?
I'll give you accents, boy, when I'm giving you an accent. I'll tell you what, me and Nick Payne are going to recreate the scene where Shane McMahon had his testicles electrified by Kane. Oh, yes. And I'm going to be the car battery.
I think you're going to recreate the scene from Ghost, personally. I think he's going to be sitting between your spread Arab thighs.
I was going to say, going to have to spoon, isn't he? The size difference is ridiculous. He's going to have to be Little Spoon. Yeah, he's going to have to be Little Spoon. But, you know, you heard it here first, Nick Payne. You're the Little Spoon.
I've got to get him over here so we can do some pottery together.
That's I don't think Nick Payne was really planning on hearing any of that when he sent in his lovely Raw thoughts. Kyle Wilkinson, what does a member of the Commonwealth and winning member of Team Shovel have to say?
Yes.
At Car Wrestle Dude, Raw thoughts, Elias was the MVP of the show for me. He actually got to finish songs. The Mr. Raj rocked the harmonica. Then his match with Roman was really, really good. And then Joe just destroying Roman after made it even better. Yeah, there wasn't anything here that I particularly disliked, to be fair. This was a very hit. This was the hit part of a very missed show, frankly. Can we just imagine Rollins and Cesaro for a world title? Hashtag orgasm. That match was brilliant. By far and away, it was literally like, so, you're like wrestling? Well, fuck you. And somebody managed to sneak that in, like, quickly save all the fans. Give them Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Yeah. Brilliant match. Amazing match. Frankly,
when did Seth Rollins turn into RVD? Matter.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He turns RVD with that leg drop. Like, it's like, Stop stealing everyone else's moves, Seth Rollins.
He does steal everybody's shit, doesn't he, Seth? I just imagine him in, like, I reckon he's going through craft servicing, just stealing people's chicken, like, got your chicken wings, Dean! Motherfucker!
So chasing Seth Rollins through the locker. Broad's like, where's my chicken? Just chasing Seth Rollins out of the corridor.
Braun Strowman's definitely more of a prawn skewer guy. He's sitting there like a prawn cocktail and Thousand Island dressing, eating it with a serviette on.
While we're on the subjects of food, I still remember the Wok with Elias meme, which was incredible. How has nobody done Prawn Strowman yet? I demand prawns, a giant shrimp power bombing a fucking seahorse, mate. That's what I want to see with my time. God damn it. Stop, look, internet nerds who are listening to this, get to fucking work.
There was giant shrimp on Blue Planet 2 this week. There must be some captures. Easy to meme. Easy to meme.
You will meme me, Strowman, right now as a shrimp. I demand it.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Chaos.
Unorganized chaos. That's how I like it here at the Spark Plug. Paige has been back for 2 weeks, and all she's done is hit the Rampage twice. We all know she can wrestle. Why don't they let her? Also, not sure how to feel about their faction name. Absolution. Yeah, it really is a... What a pile of shit.
Don't quite get what it is, because, you know, Absolution is about forgiveness or redemption or whatever, and maybe that's kind of something for Paige or whatever, referencing her misdemeanors, but that it's a bit shit. It's a bit shit. The whole kind of also, that little faction.
I would have preferred the final Absolution. That would have been far more interesting and amusing.
Maybe that's what their triple finisher will be. Like the Shield have got their powerbomb thing. Maybe
they'll have the final Absolution.
Yeah, it's just maybe it'll be the aim Absolution.
Maybe they're just sticking a rusty needle in their victims. I don't care. The whole family will hate me, but I'm not thrilled about the concept of hashtag broken Matt yet. I don't want them to fuck it up. That's basically what we said, isn't it? Like,
yeah, you're no, 100% agree. Yeah,
I don't trust 100% him.
Agree. No,
he didn't mention it, but he's mentioned it. The Cruiserweight Fatal 4-Way was really fun. It actually was a really good fucking match, but the problem is it's 205 Live, so nobody gives a flying fuck. I wish they were booked better, so I care more. That's exactly the problem here. These guys are breaking their necks every week, and nobody gives a fuck. They really don't.
That's WWE audience, isn't it? Like, you know, it doesn't matter. You can put on a
shot as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, high-quality wrestling for what's supposed to be, as you know, if that was number one contender for Roman Reigns' Intercontinental title... Wouldn't matter who was in the match, people would care. But because it's for Enzo Amore's Cruiserweight title, everyone's
in the game. Get a fucking belt off him immediately.
Well, we've got enough. I think they're doing another one next week, aren't they? Didn't Kurt Angle say some shit about that? Another 4-way next week because another number one contenders match. So is it going to be a triple threat or fuck knows? Who knows? Kurt Angle's just pissing about.
Yeah, he's bored. Nobody cares about 205 Live anyway. Just put him in a giant just make it random match and be done with it. The main event was a clusterfuck. Jason Jordan versus Kane. Kane wins by a countout. Finn Balor comes out, wins by DQ. That's broad Rex Kane. There was just too much going on. Yeah, and none of it
was good.
Was really... Yeah, Braun is the only person who people have a real emotional value to. Finn Balor, I pretty much guarantee at this point he's being punished for his over-antics on Twitter, which, by the way, are fucking brilliant. He has all of a sudden become hysterical in my eyes. I do like Petty Finn. I also love the... I'm just not over wasting this turkey.
That's
like, oh, you fucking little shit, Finn. I love you for that. I love his little shenanigans. Just go back to the indies where you can have fun. Please, Finn. Please go back to Japan and make money.
The hilarious thing is, though, if he was that entertaining on the mic in the WWE, he'd be champion right now. We said last week he ticks 2 out of 3 boxes, but Vince's main box is, are you a showman? And just putting on face paint is not being a showman in Vince's eyes. You have to be theatrical. That's what you get with a Hulk Hogan. That's what you get with Rock, Stone Cold, Cena, and Roman Reigns to a certain extent. You're not getting... The one thing that's lacking from Finn Balor is he's not that charismatic, and that's what's holding him back. But that's because Vince McMahon is a giant fucking dildo. Put that belt on him, and the merch sales will go through the fucking roof for Finn Balor. Without a doubt. It will be massive, but nah. Fuck that.
Thank you to Kyle Wilkinson. At Kyle Rassel, dude. Rassel is spelled WRASSLE. Dude is spelled DOOD for some reason. Probably because he's Canadian. Oh, and by the way,
spelling shit!
I also thought that your opinions this week, Carl Wilkinson, were lit, fam. They were lit. So lit.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, lit, fam. What, bruv? Yeah.
Yeah, blood. It's lit, fam, innit? No, no. Getting back to reality. It's only Rachel. Hated the way Roman came out with the belt over his shoulder, the way he did, so not even the cameraman can see it. If that's meant to be a cool thing to do, then it's really not. It's mega annoying. I actually like people who carry the belt over their shoulder like that. Neville did it with the Cruiserweight title for a little bit. And so, yeah, it's just Roman Reigns can't put it off because he has zero charisma at times. He's actually not that bad, to be fair, but he's just, yeah, just no. So that's where Kevin Dunn needs to get his nose in and sort of say, I'm directing this shit, so no, fucking do it this way, dickhead. Or at least understand the positioning of the camera. Yeah,
The Rock used to carry it over his shoulder, but knew exactly where the camera was following him down the ramp and exactly where the metal part of the belt, if you like, the buckle, with the title on it, make sure that's showing to the camera at all times. That's how you do it. As you say, Neville did it brilliantly. And then there's fucking Roman Reigns. You can't even carry a belt. I like Roman. I think he's fine. But when you can't do simple little things like that, those are the details that stop him being the star that Vince wants everyone to believe he is.
Yeah, no question. I've heard it many a time as well on Wrestlers Podcast, ENC Podcast, Chris Jericho's podcast, Austin's one. You know, these guys talk about how you have to be aware of where the camera is. You have to be aware of that. You're creating a TV product. You know, it's you can't watch a fucking episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys if she's just screaming feck to, like, the wall behind her because she's unaware of where the camera is. It doesn't work. You have to be aware of it. You are still... You
what
are
a
just
random reference.
Yeah, I know. It's just... It was the only
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
I don't know why I like Mrs. Brown's Boys. To be honest, I'd rather be watching Mrs. Brown. It's not that bad. It's all right.
It's
you know what my missus hates it too. I quit. Yeah. Steve Neal, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Neal has left the Smile Club because of creative differences over the fact that he doesn't like crappy Irish comedy. I'll give you 5 or 10, you piece of shit.
That I like.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you and Claire get on very well. She hates, absolutely hates Mrs. Brown's Boys and loves 5 or 10. But then she's also half Irish, so she probably has a bee in her bonnet over there. Okay. Potatoes, this! No.
It's in the rules.
Seth versus Cesaro. Great as expected. Every time Cesaro does a feat of strength move like he did against Seth, it makes me want Cesaro versus an invested Lesnar so bad. Invested Lesnar, you say? What? You're not getting that on this show, that's for sure. Oh, go and see my good buddy Taylor for more opinions on that. Am I the only one who thinks Absolution is kind of a little dig at Evolution? Not a fan of the name as much. Will take time to get used to this team. Once the crowd chanted what it seems Sonya and Mandy... Sonya and Mandy both lost rhythm with the segment and it kind of fell flat. Yeah, they looked a little bit stifled with a crowd giving them shit back. That's going to have to be worn out pretty. This is what happens when you call people up too early. I said this last week. They haven't had enough exposure. They haven't had enough time. Look at Alexa Bliss. Look at how much time she had in NXT. Look at Sasha Banks. Look at Bayley. Look at Nia Jax. All these women, Asuka as well, they all had a year or two at least to craft themselves, craft their skills. These two women haven't had that. Mandy Rose has been around, but she's not even been on. I've barely seen her on TV. Sonya Deville has had a few matches where she's run over a few people, and at least she had a couple of number one contender matches. But again, no. It just... I don't know. I don't understand it, frankly. And this case in point is exactly what I was talking about. They look flustered. What else we got here? My body condition cannot contain such excitement for a broken Matthew Hardy. So many directions with Bray and Matt you can go down. Expectations are really high for this feud. Pray I'm not let down. Pray you should, because Watch McMahon is going to give you all you want. Did you not see the House of Horrors between Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt? You're going to get that, but watered down. I hope you're looking forward to it now.
Well, there is kind of a few ideas floating around, none of which Vince will go with. Things like where Matt will actually end up joining Bray, and it'll be kind of broken Matt and Bray Wyatt in a weird little faction together until Jeff comes back and Brother Nero saves sort of broken Matt Hardy. And are they going to go to the Hardy's compound? Do we know how broken Matt's allowed to go within the gimmick, how much of the gimmick they own? So can they just have Matt acting quite broken, which we've seen him doing for quite a while now anyway, and maybe he can step that up a bit? Or is he allowed to actually bring in Senor Benjamin, go to the compound, bring in fucking drones everywhere? Can he do any of that? Are WWE going to allow him to, like, fucking moonsault people onto volcanoes and shit. I don't see it happening. You know, the most carny stuff is going to be cut out. It is going to be so watered down.
Yeah, you need the drones. You need it all. You need the drones. You need his wife. You need King Maxwell. They're not going to give you any of that. He's going to be on his own. He might have Jeff at a stretch when he comes back, and that'll be it. And it's going to be garbage. I'm sorry, but it is. Do you know what? I don't have any expectations. So if they do anything fun, maybe I'll enjoy it more for that reason. But that's not a good way to enjoy TV as far as I'm concerned. What's next? Roman got the win, but Elias got mega over. Seriously, would love a mid-card run with Elias soon. Phenomenal. I didn't think it was phenomenal. It was fun, though. Also, mid-card Elias, absolutely not a problem. They desperately need more mid-carders working on this goddamn product. Because fuck Dana Brooke, right, WWE? Didn't even see this match because I blinked. That sums up basically what we were thinking, except with more swearing. What else have we got?
Potty mouth. Here?
Ha! Spot on. What else we got here? No idea what they are trying to do with Jordan. All these I can beat up the monsters to then get injured and can't compete isn't really helping him at all. Then Balor comes out to prove how over he is. A bam! Have a steel chair shot and a DQ win, buddy. Then I'll teach you to tweet how over you are. Disappointing. But then Braun came out and made everyone smile because Braun is Braun and Braun is God. Yes, yes. Do you know what? At It's Only Rachel, thoroughly excellent opinions this week. Congratulations. 6 or 7 out of 10. Lackluster Raw with a few great moments. Generous rating. I thought he was much worse than that. But yeah, very lackluster. Very lackluster. But thank you for your opinions nonetheless, madam. At Smiley Babby Boo. What kind of clusterfuck was Monday Night Raw? Creative need to go to the corner for the bullshit they put out Monday. Yes. 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 Insert Daniel Bryan screaming yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
There you go. You got it inserted. Number two.
You can always rely. Always rely on Smiley to come up with the fucking gold.
Yeah, she's always got great opinions, but I mean, everyone does, but hers in particular on point. I don't get what the fuck Paige and her crew are supposed to be doing. Like, what the fuck? Again, spot on. Okay, let's have Jason Jordan lose by KO. Wait, here comes Finn. Oh no, Finn is in trouble. Here comes Braun. And Kane almost gets murdered in his hometown. Who was high when they wrote this bullshit? I don't even want to comment on these because they're so fucking on point. Broken mat. Well, almost. Wonderful. Seth versus Cesaro. Like, we haven't seen that 10 times already. Next. Holy cow, someone's angry. Holy shit, Elias needs a push. I demand it. I want it. I need it. He put on a hell of a match. Plus, we got 3.5 songs with no interruptions. Yes, we did. I sensed a bit of shots fired from Bray Wyatt towards WWE and his soon-to-be ex-wife talking about they tried to stop you from loving who you want to love. Ooh, that's controversial. Yeah, do you know what? You might just be right there. Dana losing in less than 3 seconds to Asuka on the day her mother has to have surgery. Shame on WWE. That girl has been through so much and deserves more than what the WWE have been giving her. Steve Neal's sentiments echoed entirely. Stop trying to make babyface Jason Jordan happen! In extreme capital letters. Samoa Joe being on fire! Sorry, carry on, mate.
Well, I was just going to say, do you think that they're trying to make babyface Jason Jordan? I think there's something a bit heelish about him at the minute.
Yeah, I think people don't like him anyway. Let's get him to whinge.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. I'll escape matches whingy pretending Jordan. That I'm injured, but actually I'm fine. But yeah, whingy Jason Jordan, which is fine. But he said something in a promo when he was chatting to his dad, where he said, people have been talking to social media saying that I don't have a real knee injury. And it's like, no one's been talking about you on social media, Jason Jordan. No one's mentioned you at all. No one's added you. No one's
seen your mentions. I didn't even know he had a Twitter.
No one's sliding into your DMs, Jason Jordan. No one's sending you dick pics. Shut your mouth.
Oh, you fucking bellend. Samoa Joe has been on fire since he got that surgery, ready to run through the entire locker room. Yeah, he really is the saving grace of Raw, especially with the Miz not around. She then sent me a quoted tweet from It's Only Rachel. Vince, psst, Kane, come here. You see what that damn sexy Irish man tweeted this weekend? Kane, no. Vince, I want you to hit him. God damn it, hit him with a chair. I like that. Oh, and she also had a small request. In a Miz Vince McMahon voice, say this. I'll give it to you in the gorilla as well, just to give you that added bit of spice.
Where the fuck was the Seth Rollins bonnet down? Whoever wrote this episode, you're fired.
Bang on.
Bang on. Thank you for those amazing opinions. And we round out your amazing interactions with at I Love Cleek 216, reigning champion of Smart Blood PvP. Welcome to the party, sir. Raw opinions. I almost forgot how great Rollins and Cesaro are in a straight-up singles competition. Damn, what a match to kick off Raw. Rollins was hilarious after the match. Yeah, he was making some comments about Dean's honeymoon and shenanigans. He's got a comedic sense to him. They all have, really. But I suppose if you've been on the road with someone as long as those guys have, you're going to develop a sort of sick kind of abusive sense of humour towards each other at some point. This was my fear with Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. The mic work. They'll be fine as enforcers for Paige, but the mic work was just awful. Paige, though, so good on the mic, so charismatic and naturally smooth. Can't wait for a match. Someone's got a little crush. Bray Wyatt on the mic. What in the hell was that? Cringeworthy. Match wasn't much better. If they aren't doing broken Matt Hardy, then stop teasing it. I'm over it. Yeah, I think a lot of us are, my friend. A Reign Samoa Joe program. Sign me up. One thing is certain. Violence! I agree. I like violence, particularly when it comes to Samoa Joe dishing it out. Do the wrestling gods love us enough to give us Asuka and Paige? WrestleMania match for sure. I like the tease. The ending was the only way to protect everybody. Mania should be the last time they meet with Asuka as champ. Paige pins her and ends the streak and becomes champ. That's right. I said it. No.
I like Paige. They're going to have to do more with her before WrestleMania.
He obviously likes Paige a lot.
Yeah. I think that they just... More needs to happen for Paige. It needs to happen, I think, without this Absolution stuff going on. To get this Absolution shit out of the way after the Rumble and then see where
we're at. I don't like the idea of Paige running Russia over anybody with the current format as it is. Like, I just know it doesn't sit well with me. I think if Paige is going to go over Asuka at some point for the title, or they're going to have it out for the title at some point, it needs to be without the added caveats, especially if it's going to be a Mania moment. I want thoroughbred wins at Mania, not shenanigans. You know, if you're investing all your time into that Mania storyline, I'm not interested in bullshit. I want fucking clear as cut winners as possible.
I think it'd have to be Mania 2019, whatever fucking number that's going to be, 35, yeah. 38, who cares?
38, what's skipping for you?
Might as well, they're all going to be shit. They should have Asuka. Asuka should win the title, maybe, at this Mania, because I don't see a situation where you have Asuka win the title, bearing in mind we're in November, we're only 4 months out from Mania. If Asuka wins the title from Alexa Bliss, then she's only going to, have a very short title reign before losing it in her first defeat at WrestleMania. I think it's very condensed. I think you can have her winning the title at WrestleMania because that's a WrestleMania moment, and then have her going on, and if she's going to kind of, that streak is going to end for her dropping the title, either that's at WrestleMania next year, or maybe it happens at like a SummerSlam or a Survivor Series or another big event. Maybe her losing a champion versus champion match to end the streak, but she's still champion. Something along those lines. But I don't think it should happen in a very condensed 4 months. She becomes champion, then she loses her first match. Ha ha! It's all over for you. Get out. Take Nakamura with you, Japanese fuck.
Amazing. And we're back to the tentacles. The final opinions about I Love Cleek 216. That entire last segment could have been done without Kane squashing Balor. What a joke. I don't mind Braun getting over one bit. That was great, but not at the expense of Balor. Frankly, this podcast should be WWE Raw Review, not at the expense of Balor, because that was basically what this whole show built to, was, ha-ha, I'll teach you that twit. Sorry, I think you're funny on social media. Like, fuck off. The whole thing was just fucking bullshit. This show was all about, do you know what this Raw should, it should not have been called WWE Raw, it should have been WWE. You're getting pushed.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Because frankly, they stifled so much talent on this show, it was ridiculous. They left the two NXT girls out to dry, they should not have been near a microphone. Finn Balor got fucking bullshitted on as per usual. Bray Wyatt made to look fucking stupid, not to mention a fucking poor match with a Matt Hardy who isn't even half broken and nobody gives two fucks about. There's no Miz to save anything. Curtis Axel with Bo Dallas with harmonicas is one of the highlights of your show. What does that say about Raw as a whole? Piss poor. I thought this Raw was awful. I'll give it one ginger.
I'll be slightly more generous because you had Rollins and Cesaro.
Get out! That's a soft. That's worth like one Bollywood boy, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
and Joe is worth the other
it,
Bollywood boy.
I was going to give it one gender and a Bollywood boy. I was going to give it 1.5. But now that you've jumped down my throat, I should give it 2 genders.
Right, that's it. You're fired. Get out. I would not have 2 genders being applied to Ed. Do you know what? I would rather have 2 genders applied to my balls than have to watch a Raw like that again. Piss poor. Absolutely piss poor. And what's even more scary is it's SmackDown tonight. And we saw what SmackDown had to offer last week. And this week we're getting the Singh Brothers versus AJ Styles in your main event.
What? Handicap match. Whoa.
I'll tell you what the handicap is. Anybody who fucking watches it.
Oh, it's going to be terrible, isn't it?
It really is.
The women can save the day.
Yeah, the women normally do on SmackDown, but I think we'll wrap it up and leave it there before this gets any more offensive. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to part one of Wigan Universe, which was our Raw review. Let us know what you thought on the usual social media links, which you can get at via the description of every single podcast that you download, and it is available on all the good podcasting services, including iTunes, Podbean, and more. So whatever you're using, search for the Smart Plug and subscribe to our format and enjoy. And if you can spare just a little moment, please leave us a rating because it helps us out no end, helps us get that bigger audience. And of course, the bigger audience we have, the more popular you're going to be because more people are going to hear your opinions. Steve Neal, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, mate. Absolute pleasure as always.
Yes, indeed. I am Mirror's Nay. He has been Steve Neal. And we'll catch you very, very soon for another podcast from the Smart Plug Galaxy. Take care, gang.
Well, folks, we're all out of time. This is Johnny Gomez saying good fight, good night.